Saturday, 7:27 p.m.
Hi, Jeff. This is Brian. I'm guessing that you're not there. I'm also guessing that Tim's probably with you. Yeah. Well, you know, I was just kind of bored, and I was sitting at my cute computer. I was thinking, you know, yeah, I haven't talked to Jeff in a while. So I picked up the phone, and I dialed your number. But, see, it really wasn't your number, because I dialed 667-4715 instead of 663-4715. And it said, you know, sorry, but this number won't work. You need to use the area code. So then I dialed 978-667-4715. And it went through, and this weird lady picked up, and I said, hi, is this Jeff's house? And she said, no, I'm sorry, but Jeff doesn't live here. And I said, oh, okay. And so then I hung up, and I thought, and couldn't remember. So I went online, and I went to Yahoo, but Yahoo wasn't working at the time. So I went to whitepages.com. And I typed in, you know, in the name, I typed in Jeff, I typed in Trout, and I typed in North Berwick, Massachusetts. And then I did a search, and it came up with your house on Pond Street, and your phone number, 978-663-4715. And, you know, I said, okay, yeah, but there's Jeff's phone number. So I called it, and, you know, it started to ring, and I forgot what I was going to say. Let's see. And then I called Sparky. I called Sparky. And I said, no, his number's on. Never mind. I called Sparky, and he wasn't home. His dad picked up. And I said, hi, is Kevin there? And he says, no, he isn't. And I said, okay, how's his job going? And his dad John Bennett, he says to me, I guess it's going good. And he kind of laughed, and then he hung up. I think I remember what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah. Well, tomorrow there's this thing, you know, where people go and with needles, and it's not the drug thing. It's the other thing. Not putting it into you, but pulling it. I think it's a blood drive. Yeah, yeah. I just want to remind you that. A blood drive tomorrow, like 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I think, and you know it'd be cool if you guys went, cause we could maybe sit at the table together, have some juice. You know, there's apple juice and orange pineapple juice, and there's bottles of.
Saturday, 7:31 p.m.
Jeff, this is Brian. I don't think I told you that in the first message, but. As I was saying, you know, and your answering machine so rudely interrupted me. Yeah, you know, it'd be cool to see you guys there tomorrow. You know, have some apple juice or some orange pineapple or water. They have coffee. And tomorrow's food is baked apples. That's always good. Some snacks. Don't worry, that's not all I'm going to say. Actually, I had my soccer game today. And that was pretty good. Yeah, gotten for maybe 10 minutes out of the whole game. Yeah, because my coach sucks. But let's see. And there's something else. Oh, and we won. Yeah, we won. It was homecoming. It was pretty good. Yeah. So Sparky wasn't there, and I tried calling you. After your machine hung up, but it got like 4 busy signals, and it just wouldn't work. So when you get home, you guys have to give me a call, because I need someone to talk to. I'm kind of getting bored here. I mean, I've already checked, like, all my emails and that kind of stuff, and there's none left to check. Just kind of sitting here bored. No, nothing good on.
End of messages.